This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The world keeps getting increasingly more dangerous. Robert Clark provides several examples. There is the war in Ukraine, China's increasingly bellicose actions in the South China Sea, and its little talked about proliferation of nuclear weapons, the Iranian aggression that threatens the existence of Israel, the lives of U.S. forces and their allies in the Middle East, and the security of global shipping lanes. All of that is enough for any of us to avert our eyes and focus on something else. But his argument is the world needs the West. We may not want to think about foreign policy, but the future of a stable world depends on us electing the right politicians and appointing the right cabinet officers. After the Cold War, we enjoyed a peace dividend that allowed many European countries, along with this country, to reduce defense spending. This loss of military capability led to a loss of credible deterrence. Many Americans do not want to go to war. Perhaps the best way to avoid war is to have enough military might that will deter aggression. Now, the editors of the Wall Street Journal put it this way. Mr. Biden talks about a world that is at risk from autocracies, but he acts like it is 1992 and the Soviet Union just collapsed. The world today is more like the late 1930s as dictators build up their militaries and form a new axis of animosity while the American political class sleeps. The editors are also aware of the fact that we have a national debt and argue that what is currently spent for defense in 2025 is a fraction of what Congress has blown on social programs over the past 3 years. They argue that we need an informed debate about priorities. During this election year, we need to remember what is at stake, not only for this country, but for around the world. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.